Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch videos to your little heart's content. We got categories there. Anything under the small business sun that's going on in your life, We've either written about it or talked about it or it's on in a video there somewhere. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Jeff Zabar has deposited with us over the years. Z-B-A-R is his last name. Just check that out in his suite. And I don't know if there's anybody else who has more content on there, our site, than he does. He's our good friend. Been with us since 99. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
Absolutely, and thanks for tolerating me for so many years.
It's been a pleasure. Hey, Jeff, folks, I told you I was going to try to squeeze a little technology out of Jeff. Jeff, you've been doing some work with some new cameras.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, a couple of years ago, we had, there were a number of cameras out there that
we
really
we're talking digital SLR
digital
types.
Cameras. Talking digital.
Not video cams or anything.
Exactly. Not the video cams.
Although some of these digital SLRs are video cams.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing.
That's incredible.
What you're seeing is a couple of years ago I bought a spanky new digital SLR. For those who know, when it used to be print film, it used to be 35 millimeter print or slide. It was the big camera with the interchangeable lenses.
Right.
And then smaller digital, and not SLRs because they don't have an adjustable lens. You can just zoom in, zoom out.
Right.
They can't adjust aperture and things like that.
Right.
Then the smaller cameras came along. And then we had the flip video that came along, which is this tiny little handheld high-definition camera that's, I liken to the size of about a deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then something interesting happened because then Cisco bought the company and, immediately killed the product.
I saw that, yeah.
And I mean, this goes back, a year and a half, 2 years.
The flip phone.
A flip camera. And people who know the camera said, why in the world would they do that?
$100 for this thing. It was incredible.
It was cheap. It was effective. It was great. It plugged right in, had a little USB
check. Do we know why they killed it?
Well, I'll tell you they came out with some statements, but my belief is, I have a smartphone.
Yeah.
With a 5 to 8 megapixel camera built in that can shoot video, can shoot stills. And I think that what we see is that people don't place enough credence in the power of digital and the digital video and pictures, photographs, photography that we have right in our hands. So, if you have a smartphone, you should be using the photography capabilities within that. You should be using the video capabilities within that.
Yep.
Take it a step further. And we have, some new products. For example, I'm looking at what's called Iron X. It's called an action cam.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is tiny as can be. It's probably the size of, I'm trying to look at something it looks like it came out of a gumball machine, frankly. It's like $150 or $200 or so. But what it is, it's a high-definition video camera. I'm not sure. I'm just getting into it now. So I'm not sure all the things, whether it does audio, but you can take it in the water. Which would make me think maybe no audio. You can take it because it comes with a little case. You can put it on a helmet, mount it to a helmet as you go snowboarding or snow skiing. But more importantly, you can use it for when you're doing work. You can use it for job prospecting. You can use it to demo work that you do. So that if you're, if you're a plumber, if you're a contractor,
You got guys out in the field and they're trying to do some work and you're talking to them to help them through it, and they're trying to show you what they're working on. Like if you're inside of, working on a machine or something, they can put it on their hat or their helmet, and you can see what they're seeing.
Exactly.
Now, how does this connect? Is this real time?
It connects via Wi-Fi. So you can ship, you know, images back. Right. If you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can.
So is it real time back, or does it capture it and then upload it?
I believe it can be done real time. Again, yeah. I'm getting into it now. But
right.
But to me, the key component, the key, you know, working concept behind it is the fact that we need to realize that these concepts and these tools are available, and
right.
we need to incorporate them into everyday use.
Well,
you know?
and look at this is another thing that I've been talking to small business owners for a long time, and that is the power of video on their websites of
right.
just literally videoing themselves demonstrating their own products.
Right. Absolutely.
As rude and crude as it may be, people like that. They don't expect you to be a 20th Century Fox production.
Right. Right, they realize you can do that. They realize that there are simple ways. You know, they just want to see. They just
yeah, but
learn.
They want they want the humanity as well as the demo.
Right, right, exactly.
That's
and
what they're
I think
seeing.
It's important that we provide it to them.
Telling you, if some of these big companies spent $500,000 on a little demo of a piece of equipment, it wouldn't be as powerful as Joe the plumber showing somebody how to put a sink drain in with his video, with his flip camera.
Right, right, absolutely. I misspoke. I think the Iron X is closer to $250,
right.
but the concept remains that we should be doing this. Spend the money. You can spend it on the camera. It can be cheap.
Yep.
It can be.
You can upload it to. We use Vimeo most of the time.
There
upload
you go.
It to Vimeo and incorporate it in your website. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to make customers want to do business with you.
Right.
It's part of what I call contribute first, contract second.
Right.
Give them
right.
something that they need before you ask them to buy from you.
Right.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
It's all great. I appreciate you having me.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.